10:43 the time, 17 minutes shy of 11 o'clock, and welcome to the program. We've been waiting for this moment for quite some time. We've been back and forth for several months trying to get this artist into studio. Devorah, you hear her a lot here as we play a lot of her music on air. Her debut EP, Outlaw, was released this past summer, and we are all over it. This coming weekend, she's playing with Lovely the Band in Phoenix on the 18th, and then back here in Anaheim on the 19th. So do me a favor to strip down some amazing music. I can't wait to hear this. Please welcome Devorah.
The song's called Not Dead Yet.
Shot of gasoline, back in black, I'm running free. I lose myself, got bad blood running through my veins, cause all my exes cry the same, feel no pain running through the flames. Lose myself, I see nothing in the rearview mirror, burn it all down so I see things clearer, ready go, on the show, psychedelic rodeo. Lose myself, I lose myself. I'm living in a ghost town, ghost town, and I'm doing things my way, my way. I'm riding to a pitch black sunset. I'm not dead yet, I'm not dead yet. I'm living in a ghost town, ghost town, and I'm doing things my way, my way. I'm riding to a pitch black sunset. I'm not dead yet, I'm not dead yet, I'm not dead yet. Built myself in an old garage. Under my skin, I'm a muscle car. Fueled by moonshine, caviar. I lose myself, I lose myself. Took some gold from the devil's den. Bought new boots and I bet the rest. Gotta leave town, so I'm heading west. I lose myself, I lose myself. I see nothing in the rearview mirror. Burn it all down so I see things clearer. Ready, go, on the show, psychedelic rodeo. Lose myself, lose myself. I'm living in a ghost town, ghost town, and I'm doing things my way, my way. I'm riding to a pitch black sunset. I'm not dead yet, I'm not dead yet. I'm living in a ghost town, ghost town, and I'm doing things my way, my way. I'm riding to a pitch black sunset.
Pitch black sunset. I'm not dead yet, I'm not dead yet.
Thank you so much, KXFM, for having us. This next song's called Body Bag.
What's the kind of thing that you can't take back, no matter how hard you pray? And it's the kind of hell that you're running from, but you just can't escape. And it's the kind of war that you started when you pushed me in the flames. But I don't give a damn, cause I lit all of it right back in your face. I wrote in blood on my walls, I wrote our names in the stars. We were doomed from the start, and we were born to fall apart. Come say it all to my face, everything you gotta say. Cut me deep, twist the blade while I laugh in your face. I wanna put you in a body bag, right off into the sunset. How's that for a comeback? I wanna put you in a body bag, right off into the sunset. How's that for a comeback? I wanna put you in a body bag. How's that for a comeback? Once upon a time was the kind of girl you'd scream out my name. Now you look around before you whisper it on down the way. And something kinda cracked, kinda snapped, and all of that changed. Now I'm on the run and just for fun, I'm gonna let you have one more day. I got a picture to burn, I'm trying to live but I've learned. I've got one foot in your grave and one in the mess you made. Come say it all to my face, everything you gotta say. You try to shackle me down, but I chew through your chain. I wanna put you in a body bag, right off into the sunset. How's that for a comeback? I wanna put you in a body bag, right off into the sunset. How's that for a comeback? 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 I wanna put you in a body bag, right off into the sunset. How's that for a comeback? I wanna put you in a body bag, right off into the sunset. How's that for a comeback? I wanna put you in a body bag. How's that for a comeback?
Thank you so much. Awesome. This next song is called Fist Fight.
I'm ready for a fist fight. Hit you with a left, right, swinging with my eyes wide open. I'm ready for a fist fight. You've been talking things like you ain't had a bone been broken. I've been closing my eyes on the freeway at night while I count to 10. Cause I'm running away from the words that you say and the darkest place I've been. I'm a sinner, saint, I'm the mess that you made and you left me here for dead. I've been black, I've been blue, now I've seen all the truth, so I'm starting a riot instead. I'm ready for a fist fight. Hit you with the left, right. Swinging with my eyes wide open. I'm ready for a fist fight. You've been saying things like you ain't had a bone been broken. I got the fight of my life building up inside of me. You can dress all in white, you can swear on your life, but there's no God for you today. You suck a punch from behind while the ticking of time is digging out your grave. All the dust you kick up, it just won't be enough to keep you from my sight. I've been down for too long under your dirty thumb, and this is where I rise. I'm ready for a fist fight. Hit you with a left, right. Swinging with my eyes wide open. I'm ready for a fist fight. You've been saying things like you ain't had a bone been broken. I got the fight of my life building up inside of me. It's a rush to just watch you crawl and get up. Gonna make you beg at your knees. For the rest of your life, I will own all the rights to everything you need. No, you're not of your word, so I'll just make you learn by kicking in your teeth. I'm ready for a fist fight. Hit you with the left, right. Swinging with my eyes wide open. I'm ready for a fist fight. You've been saying things like you ain't had a bone been broken. Got the fight of my life building up inside of me.
There you go. Music from Devorah, 10:55 the time, playing with Lovely the Band this week in Phoenix on the 18th, and then back here in Anaheim on the 19th. Absolutely delighted to have had them in studio. We're going to sit down and have a chat with her in just a couple of seconds on the other side of this. So I knew you were a fan of Nirvana. That's why I played that song on the bump in between. So we welcome this morning with a great live performance, Devorah, playing with Lovely the Band in Phoenix on the 18th and back here in Anaheim on the 19th. This week, for God's sakes, brand new music video for the single Outlaw is out, and her debut EP, Outlaw, was released this past summer. We welcome this morning into the studio, Devorah. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Our absolute pleasure for having you. Thanks for coming in today. Great live set, by the way.
Thank you.
I was so curious when you said you'd be coming in to do the stripped version of those songs, what they'd sound like. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely blow away music. And I think it's because the songs themselves are so strong and so great. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Tell me about Not Dead Yet. We were talking about it a year ago here in studio. Tell me about the genesis of that song.
So songs, that was kind of one of the first songs I wrote, you know, over the last like few years for this album or for this EP. And I was coming out of like a really like rough point in my life, and I was really excited and inspired to write some sort of like anthem, you know, to celebrate still being here, being alive, being, you know, life is short. So that's my anthem that I wrote. And, and it's since it's been released, last December, it's done amazing. Like it's yeah. Really, a lot of people have resonated with it, and, Yeah.
We get calls for it all the time. I'm not blowing smoke in your face. I'd never do that. We get calls for it all the time. It's been popular since the moment it released.
Thank you.
And still strong and steady. A dark place. You came out of a dark place, mm-hmm. you say. When you write music and you're in a dark place, for you personally, is that an easy thing to do, to write out of darkness?
It is. It's a very cathartic experience for me to be able to channel all the emotions and just put them into music. It's right. like the ultimate form of therapy.
Right. And you claim to be a lover of all things dark. Mm-hmm. What's the attraction?
Since I was a kid, I've just always been attracted to the darker side of things, whether it's music, movies, you know, even if I was at a friend's house and there was like a basement and the parents were like, don't go in the basement. Like, I'd want to go in the basement and see what was there. So, yeah, just the juxtaposition, I guess.
Right. There is an attraction to it, right? Yeah. Okay. Tell me about taking risks and danger. And it, obviously there's also an attraction to that. You take risks musically. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah. For me, taking risks musically and kind of carving out my own lane was really important to me, both for the music, but also in efforts and hopes to inspire others to walk along a different path, that you don't have to stay in a straight line, you don't have to conform. And I really want to express that, because now, especially in music now, like, a lot of stuff sounds very similar, and it's there's a lot of fear when it comes to creating things that don't sound like what's out.
Right.
So, I just, you know, if there's one thing I can instill in people is like, that is so cool to just go off the
step out of the box once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. You seem to do that often.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, at growing up, I would imagine nothing has changed. I imagine you're the same person that you were growing up. Were you bullied in school?
I was.
So for being independent, an independent thinker, and maybe dressing differently or whatever, speaking about different things, you were bullied.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I was like the weird goth kid that listened to the, you know, music that nobody else was listening to. But yeah, through middle school and high school, but that's okay. I was able to take all of that and channel it into song, and I have no regrets. I wouldn't do it all over, you know, wouldn't do it again.
Right.
So, yeah.
Did you keep a journal growing up and write poetry and the stories of growing up in that journal?
I did, yeah. Right.
And are you now, is that now being transferred into songs?
It is. It's definitely, a lot of it's being, a lot of it's inspired by those journals and those poems.
Right. And are there certain stories or poems that you can't sing about, that you won't sing about, that are just way too personal, that you, is there anything so personal that you won't sing about it? Anything so dark that you won't sing about it?
Maybe a couple things, okay. But I'm really excited for this next EP to dig even deeper,
right.
And go even further and see what comes out.
So. Right. So that brings us to Body Bag, the second song you performed. Tell us about that. And is there a specific person that you had in mind when writing that song?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. I think sometimes there's something to be said for not mincing words, and right. just sometimes there's no poetic way to put things.
Right.
It's just like, I'm so frustrated. I just want to put this person in a body
bag. Right.
And that's what it is. And it's like this visceral, like, primal feeling. So that's kind of the frustration I was feeling at the time with a relationship. And yeah, that song really helped me. I remember staying up till 4 a.m. It was in New York that I wrote it, and yeah, just the feeling afterwards, I felt like I took 100 pounds of weight off of my shoulder. Yeah.
There's so much honesty in that song, and every line in it, every word in that song rings of honesty. There's no other way to put it. It's really a clear song. There's clarity there. Congratulations on it, and congratulations on the marvelous acoustic performance we got on it today.
Thank you so much.
Empowerment. I want to talk about empowerment with you. When and where do you feel the most in control or the most at ease?
I'd say while creating.
Okay.
While creating.
So the creative process of a song, the writing of the song, the putting together of the music with the song.
Yeah.
As you're writing, do you already have kind of a tune in your head, or do you already, are you putting those things together as you're writing?
You know, it's so interesting. Sometimes it starts as the music. Sometimes the music comes first. Sometimes it's inspired by a title. Sometimes it's inspired by the lyrics. It all depends, but what I love the challenge of usually I'm able to see like the periphery of the puzzle pieces, and I love the challenge of being able to pull that all in and, right, and rein it in.
So you're one of these, you like putting puzzles together. That's mm-hmm. you. You're a puzzler.
Yes.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
So we talked about your darkness and that you write from darkness. You think you could write out of light? Like, for instance, where is your light? And is there a girl like dancing amongst the flowers anywhere?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there definitely is. There's a song I wrote on the EP called Elvis. And that song's a hopeful song. It's a song about how music can really has such power amongst people to, you know, it changes lives. It saves people. It can make you remember. It can make you forget. And that song, I really wanted to, you know, illustrate the feeling one gets when they're in the car. Maybe they're having a bad day and really upset, and they hear that one song, and everything turns around, and they're like, "I know everything's going to be okay."
Oh, that is a cool thought. That is, because that happens to me.
Yeah.
You know, there are songs out there that actually can turn your day around, can mm-hmm. on a button turn it around.
Yeah.
What song for you is that? Is there a particular song or several or an artist maybe other than Your Magnificent Art?
I listen to a lot of, it's funny because the ones that do that for me are actually really sad songs.
Right. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
That could happen.
So like Lana Del Rey, I mean, she has some stuff that's a little more upbeat, but right. Lana Del Rey, I listen to a lot of Nine Inch Nails,
right.
Stuff like that. Bring Me to the Horizon.
Well, Nine Inch Nails, not so much sadness as a little anger.
Anger.
A little, yeah, a little, mm. little edge, little, you know what, here, flip you off,
yeah.
and I'm riding down the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings me to this, that do you hang on to your darkness or and anger, or do you just put it in your rearview mirror? Are you able to put it in the rearview mirror?
I think consciously, once I write a song and I get it out, I move forward.
Right.
And it does feel like that. It does feel like it goes into the rear view, you know, in the rear view mirror.
Right.
But I think it inherently makes me like who I am, all of these experiences, you know, the culmination of all these experiences.
Right.
And moving forward in that way.
So for instance, like when Body Bag came out, mm-hmm. when you finished the project and you knew, okay, I've got this song in the tank mm-hmm. now. Did you release that anger, or are you still kind of like, is there still a little bit of
the majority of it, really?
Okay.
Truly. And you know, every now and then, like, stuff crops up here and there, but it's a huge weight right. excavated.
Right. Right. If you're just joining us, we had a live performance and we're having a great conversation with Devorah. Her debut EP, Outlaw, was released this past summer. She's playing with Lovely the Band, who we've also had here in studio in Phoenix on the 18th, and then back here in Anaheim on the 19th. So you're leaving town and then coming right back.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you go to Phoenix, Arizona's home for you, right?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah,
tell me about the music scene. Was there a music scene for you growing up?
Growing up, and it's the same. Believe it or not, there's a really interesting dark music scene in Arizona.
Okay.
And you would never, really? Never think that. You
right?
know, there's a really interesting rock, like dark, like goth industrial scene.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I fit in as a kid. And it's still thriving. It's still thriving today.
Right. And obviously it's like a home show when you play Arizona. Mm-hmm. And then when you find yourself coming back here to Southern California, does it feel like an away game? Does it feel like, okay, I'm amongst strangers now? And is there a different level of performance you feel you have to give?
Yeah. I think I feel at home in both places.
Okay, that's
yeah,
great.
different timelines, I guess. But I definitely feel I feel at home in when I'm in California playing, and of course Phoenix.
I love hearing that. There is no right answer, but if there was a right answer, that was it. My God, yeah. So I need to talk about this incredible instrument that is your voice. It is singularly unique. I'm sure you've been told before, but when did you discover it? When did you have the courage to go, yeah, I can sing, man?
So according to my parents, my dad is very musical. He's a songwriter, and he has a great voice. And so since I was literally an infant, I was just kind of copying him and singing with him. And he would listen to a lot of Frank Sinatra. So I literally just would sing that.
It's so funny you say that, because for me, Frank Sinatra, it's the incomparable phrasing of Frank Sinatra, and you have great phrasing in your music. So I caught that, and I can tell, yeah, there was a, she must have listened to Frank.
That's a huge compliment.
Well, it's a great talent, and breathing and all of the stuff you do right there. So yeah, right on, man.
Thank you.
You're featured in a reality game. You're featured in a video reality. What is it?
Yeah, so it's a
It's a virtual reality game that you're featured in.
Yes.
Okay.
Are actually two the songs "Not Dead Yet" and "Fist Fight" are both featured in the game.
Excellent.
And yeah, it's, you need an Oculus to play it. It's like straight up virtual reality. You're in a different world, and it's very cool. It's like, it's kind of like the virtual reality version of like Red Dead Redemption, like that kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be hot. I could totally see that. Mm-hmm. Right on. And let's talk about the song "Fist Fight." Mm-hmm. What happened when before you sat down to write "Fist Fight"? What were you attaining at that point? What were you trying to get?
So that was kind of the aftermath of "Body Bag," like the next consecutive song. Basically all of these people that I thought were my friends, they weren't. And I just, there were a lot of people around me that I thought I could trust and that were on my side. And it became very evident that they weren't. And so I wrote "Fist Fight" because I had it.
Do you find you have an instinct to tell when people are going to, you know, let you down? Or can you immediately look at someone and go, yeah, we're not going to be friends? Or what's your instinct about people?
I have unfortunately, it's a blessing and a curse, but I have a really strong intuition, and I can look at someone and I can get the whole picture right away. And yeah, it's an intuitive thing. And I'm getting better at listening to my gut. You know, I'm definitely have a strong gut, but I don't always listen to it. So.
And tell me about writing on the road. So if you're playing some dates, if you're playing a lot of dates, is it tough to find that space to write, or is that an advantage to where you go, oh yeah, let me just jot this down real fast? How does that work?
Yeah. So the road really inspires some different, can definitely inspire some different content than one would think about if they were just at home or wherever. So as I'm touring and playing shows, ideas will come to me, and I will just lay them all down in my iPhone. And when I get back, I usually open it up and I'm like, oh my God, there's like 50 ideas here. What are the best ones, the ones that I identify with the most, and then start fleshing them out.
Are you working on a song right now that's like halfway done?
I am.
Right. And at this point, when you're, let's say, halfway through a song, the types of things that influence, do they change? The types of things that influence the rest of the writing of that song? For instance, you come up with a song, you come up with an idea in LA, and then something else happens in Arizona. Do you combine those thoughts?
It can.
Okay.
It can connect like that.
Right.
I've had that happen. That's interesting. That's a great question. Yeah.
Right on. Right on. Okay, Devora is playing with Lovely the Band this week in Phoenix. Please tell them we said hello here at the Mornings with Ed show. And then you're back here in Anaheim on the 19th. Where are you at in Anaheim, by the way?
House of Blues.
Okay, oh, that's a great venue.
Yeah.
Great spot. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. The new music video for the single "Outlaw." How much creative control do you have over the video? Or do you feel okay just releasing control into someone else's hands?
Yeah, so the video I'm basically able to have full creative control, which is amazing. Yes. I have a great label behind me, Tony Hoffer and Pias, who are so supportive and just gung-ho about the whole vision, and they've just given me free rein. And for the video, I actually collaborated with a really good friend of mine who's also an amazing actress and director, Levin Rambin, and she directed the Outlaw video, and she also directed the Not Dead Yet video, and we're like distant sisters or something. Like, we have the same brain, she's like an extension of my brain and vice versa. So we just work so well together on.
It's like a solar system with two suns.
Yes.
You guys are the two suns in this giant solar system. That's really kind of cool.
Exactly.
All right, right on. So we are looking forward again to the show at the House of Blues on the 19th. Where is the best place our listeners can find your music or your swag or t-shirts or whatever that benefits you the most?
So Spotify and Apple Music, if you just search Devora, it'll come up. And then also Instagram, Devora Music XOXO.
All right. Devora, I'm delighted we had this opportunity, and I can't thank you enough for sitting in with us in a great live set and an even better conversation. Absolutely digging this. Please, please, please stop back by when you're through town.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Thank you so much, Ed.
All right, Devora. 11:17, the time. As a matter of fact, let's run some Elvis here in a second.